Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, August 18th. What to know about today in history, 100 years ago. What this big milestone for women did and did not do to change America. Also, mystery solved, what investigators uncovered about a high-profile cold case. And the first big reversal at a big university as COVID-19 swept through a college campus. Plus, we're talking about new alcohol guidelines from the federal government, a new TikTok website trying to change minds about the popular platform, and SpaceX is set to break another new record today. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Just days into the fall semester, and already COVID-19 has swept through a few college campuses. In fact, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill became the first big university to cancel in-person classes after they began. Classes started there just a week ago, but already about 130 students tested positive for COVID-19, and hundreds more are having to self-isolate. UNC says clusters of cases popped up in dorms, a fraternity house, and other student housing. So starting tomorrow, all undergraduate classes are moving online. UNC is not the only school running into these problems either. Oklahoma State University also reported clusters of new cases among students over the weekend. There, everyone who lives in a particular sorority house must now quarantine and not leave. But for now, the university as a whole is sticking to its combo of in-person and online classes. Meanwhile, the University of Notre Dame is also dealing with dozens of new cases. School officials say they can trace them all back to at least two off-campus parties last week, so the university says it's going to suspend or discipline hosts of these kinds of parties. It's one of the main concerns for higher education, so local officials around the country are urging college students to take proper precautions and avoid large gatherings, even if that does change the college experience for a while. And public health officials told the AP, we can expect more colleges and universities to cancel in-person classes in the coming weeks. One of the most enduring crime mysteries may have finally been solved. It has to do with the death of DJ Jam Master Jay. He was part of the famous hip-hop group Run DMC and helped take hip-hop mainstream in the 80s. But nearly two decades ago, he was murdered, and the case stumped investigators for years. Well, they finally made arrests. Yesterday, two men, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr., were charged for that crime. Prosecutors say the murder was all because of a botched cocaine deal, which is an unexpected twist. Jam Master Jay, whose birth name was Jason Mizell, performed anti-drug concerts with Run DMC. The group established scholarships and would hold voter registration drives. But now, investigators say Washington and Jordan murdered Jam Master Jay because he threatened to cut them out of a narcotics transaction. The suspects are facing a minimum of 20 years in prison. Democrats started their first ever virtual convention, and opening night had some well-known names. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and Ohio's former Republican Governor John Kasich were among the speakers who kicked things off and voiced their strong support for former Vice President Joe Biden. Many of them spoke about unity, with Senator Amy Klobuchar saying, "It's how to get stuff done." Some also made a strong case against President Trump, like former First Lady Michelle Obama, who said Trump is, quote, clearly in over his head. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Trump divided the nation during a pandemic. Last night's event also featured interviews with regular people who are struggling with COVID-19 and economic hardships. And the DNC held a moment of silence for those who have been killed by hate and injustice. That was led by the family of George Floyd, the man who died at the hands of Minneapolis police. Tonight, the DNC will hear from more big-name speakers like former Secretary of State John Kerry, former President Bill Clinton, and former Second Lady Dr. Jill Biden. But President Trump is not just waiting for next week's Republican National Convention. He's already kicked off a week of campaigning. In Wisconsin and Minnesota, he criticized Biden, saying Biden's agenda would unleash crime, chaos, and corruption on the nation's suburbs. And he said Democrats' sympathies lie with criminals, while his are with law-abiding, hardworking Americans. So for today, President Trump is set to visit Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's where some people are still reeling from last week's storm. The president will tour the damage and meet with local and state officials. He also recently approved some federal aid for the area. And later this week, President Trump will travel to Arizona, where he's expected to talk about immigration. Then he'll head to Pennsylvania. And of course, the Republican National Convention starts next Monday. Today marks 100 years since the 19th Amendment was officially adopted as part of the U.S. Constitution, giving American women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone was no easy feat. Several generations of women, led by suffragettes like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, lectured, wrote, marched, and lobbied to achieve what many Americans considered a radical change to the Constitution. Meanwhile, opponents heckled, jailed, and sometimes physically abused them. But even after this big step forward on August 18, 1920, it would be decades more before all women were actually able to exercise their right to vote. For minority women, especially Black, Hispanic, and Native American women, there was still a long road ahead. Even now, a century later, a recent Pew Research survey found the majority of Americans say there is work left to do on gender equality. As one Stanford scholar wrote this month about the 19th Amendment ratification 100 years ago, it was an important milestone, but not an endpoint. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. I love partnering with Rothy's because I'm such a big fan of their stylish, sustainable shoes and bags made for life on the go. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. In fact, Rothy's has kept over 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills and instead transformed them into their signature thread, which is then knit into beautiful products. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. Every time they need a refresh, just toss them in the washing machine. You can feel good about buying from this company, and you'll feel great wearing them. My Rothy's shoes are the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. It's no wonder Vogue calls Rothy's, quote, a personal obsession. Plus, Rothy's always comes with free shipping and free returns. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now, back to the news. New U.S. dietary guidelines suggest a lot of men need to start cutting back on how much alcohol they drink. The new recommendation is just one drink a day, whether it's beer, wine, or liquor. The guidance from the federal government is updated every 5 years. Last time it came out, it said men could have two drinks a day, and it recommended only one drink a day for women. Now it's saying just one for everyone. Researchers from around the country work with the federal government on these guidelines. One of them told the Wall Street Journal he found in several studies that two drinks a day was associated with a higher risk of death than drinking only one drink a day. And overall, excessive drinking can lead to many chronic diseases as well as accidents. But it does seem that people are drinking a lot more than usual recently. Nielsen Market Research has shown alcohol sales rose 55% in March during the early days of the pandemic. And in June, alcohol sales were still up by about 27%. It's a milestone for the NFL. For the first time ever, the league now has a Black team president. His name is Jason Wright, and he was hired on by the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins. Wright is now in charge of business operations, and at 38 years old, the Washington Post reports he's also the NFL's youngest team president. Wright used to be a running back in the NFL before making partner at a consulting firm. Still, he has his work cut out for him. The Washington football team has had 8 losing seasons in the last 11 years. Plus, some people have accused the organization of sexual harassment and verbal abuse. That said, Wright told ESPN he plans to make real change. He starts next week. TikTok is hoping to set the record straight. The video sharing app just launched a new website and Twitter account to address rumors in real time. Remember, there are concerns about whether data is safe with this Chinese-owned app, and the Trump administration has called the app a national security threat. But TikTok says none of that is true. Its new website dives right into the details of how it says people's data is stored. It also links to the input of certain cybersecurity experts who support the use of TikTok in the U.S. That said, the future of TikTok is still up in the air. Remember, Microsoft is still in talks to buy the app, and President Trump has threatened to ban unless Microsoft or another U.S. company takes over. SpaceX is launching yet another rocket today, and TechCrunch reports this could break a couple company records. For starters, this is SpaceX's 100th launch. Also, it plans to reuse one of its rocket boosters for the 6th time, which is the most ever so far, and this might not be the last time either. SpaceX will attempt to land the booster and recover it again for a 7th flight. Remember, this process to reuse helps save money and resources. Liftoff is scheduled for no earlier than 10:31 a.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it happen live online on SpaceX's website. that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, where we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, CastleGrade. CastleGrade is registered with the FDA as an N95 mask, so you know you're getting that high level of protection, and you don't have to worry about their material being in short supply. And CastleGrade masks are made to be comfortable and much more environmentally friendly. Instead of contributing to the billions of disposable masks and N95s being thrown out each day, the CastleGrade mask is reusable. It's even dishwasher safe. Just go to CastleGrade.com to learn more and enter the discount code NEWS at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's CastleGrade.com with the code NEWS. All right, so today's Trivia Tuesday question is this. Which celebrity's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram stories quiz posted this morning. And once you guess, it'll reveal the correct answer right away. So find and follow us and play along on Instagram at NewsworthyPod. As for last week's question, which country ranked number one in the UN World Happiness Report of 2020? The answer is Finland. This is actually the second time in a row the Nordic country has taken the title. Apparently, Finnish people have a good work-life balance, a lot of personal freedom, and the country has good social programs, so those who need help get it. If you want to see how other countries fared, we put a link in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. And shout out to Ali R., Adam S., Sarah B., and everyone else who played along on Instagram. All right, thanks for listening and making The Newsworthy part of your routine. Be sure to share this episode if you found it helpful. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.